Well, as many of you know, this past Sunday in the church was Pentecost Sunday. Penta, 50 days after Easter, the birth of the church. It was on Pentecost when Jesus kept his promise and sent a power from on high to remind us of the purpose we have in this life, to love others and to be forgiving. In a world today that is so needed, the world has become so judgmental and vengeful. There's a sickness running rampant in our country right now, and it's not COVID-19. It affects the wealthy and the poor. It affects the north and the south. It affects the east and the west. It affects us all, though it harms some much more than others. It seems to reoccur more and more lately, and it appears that it's not going away soon. It's time for us to face the deep open wound that we have in this nation and come together as one people dedicated to the proposition that all of us are created equal. It's time for us to face the blatant abuses of power that exist all around us. Ponder the abuses of power in the city of Baltimore alone during recent administrations. Ponder only the abuses of power in Washington. Just last week, the deadly abuse of power in Minneapolis. I believe that it does become the duty of every one of us who call ourselves by the name of Christ to seize the moment and work toward better days. Because if we continue to hide from what is going on, if we continue to pretend to ignore it, we are part of the problems that are causing violence in our cities and violence in Baltimore. The changes that this may require in many of us are not easy, nor are they comfortable. But if we go on allowing the wound just to have band-aids put on it without dealing with the underlying problems, we'll just keep living through weeks like last week. The Holy Spirit of God is with you and within me, and that Spirit offers us the ability and the power to leave our old ways, our old ideas behind, and to walk toward a new day. The Holy Spirit lives in us to offer us inspiration to live our lives with Jesus Christ as our model. If you honestly listen to your soul, later in the quietness of this night, I promise you, you will hear the Holy Spirit of God telling you, let me turn you around. Let me take control of your life. An old beggar was lying on his deathbed, and his last words were spoken to his youngest son, who had been his father's constant companion during his days of begging on the street. He said to his dear son, "I have nothing to leave you, except an old cotton bag and a dirty bronze beggar bowl, which I picked up in my younger days in the junk pile behind a wealthy woman's home. Well, after his father's death, the young son continued begging, and he used that old bowl that had been his father's. When one day a gold merchant was coming by and dropped a coin into that bowl and was absolutely surprised when he heard the sound that that coin made in that old bronze bowl. And the gold merchant asked the young son if he could hold the bowl. And to his great surprise, he discovered that the beggar's bowl was made of pure gold. That's when he said to the young son, "My dear young man, why do you waste your time begging? You are a rich man. That bowl of yours is worth at least $30,000. Well, you and certainly me and many others out there listening this evening are often like the beggar boy who failed to recognize and appreciate the value of what he had. We failed to appreciate the tremendous charisma that the Holy Spirit of God living inside of us brings to us. On the very first Pentecost, the Holy Spirit whispered encouragement to all of Jesus' followers. The Holy Spirit transformed the feeble efforts of the disciples into something incredibly powerful. And that very power of God has been transferred from those disciples from one generation to another to us, to each one of us in these days when our sense of Christian morality is so needed. The United Nations top human rights official this past week has condemned the killing of George Floyd and called for urgent measures to stop authorities in the United States from killing unarmed black men. What we all saw last week in Minneapolis calls us to renew our commitment to working for justice for all. It's a humanity issue, an issue of Christian morality. We have work to do. Jesus calls us to that work because Jesus himself did not just stand by when people were suffering. Jesus did something. The great cardinal of the church, John Henry Newman, prayed this bedtime prayer every night. He prayed, "Come, Holy Spirit, make our ears to hear, make our eyes to see, make our mouths to speak, make our hearts to seek, make our hands to reach out and touch the world with your love and your spirit." May we all pray as this night comes on, that God's Holy Spirit will help each one of us to do our part to renew the face of our beloved United States of America. Amen.